Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey everyone, what's happening? I am Paul Machin. This is Red Men Bite Size, your daily roundup of all the Liverpool news, stories, bits of interest and intrigue in a nice digestible podcast format. Let's get stuck in, shall we? Liverpool beat Manchester United by 7-0. I don't know if you've heard that. I don't know if you've watched it. I don't know if you've seen any of the fallout from that. It was a game that saw Mohamed Salah become Liverpool's record all-time Premier League goal scorer, overtaking Robbie Fowler, but it wasn't the only record that was broken. On Bite-Size today, we're going to go through a bunch of records that Liverpool broke during and after that victory. And there's a couple of other news pieces that have kind of spun out of the back of the game, obviously with more chat around Roberto Firmino's future. We covered that in depth on here and, of course, on Red Men Plus on Friday, where when Pletigol broke that news. We've got an exclusive interview with him over on the site, which you can check out for more details on that. But Harvey Elliott and Virgil van Dijk have been paying tribute to him after his goal-scoring substitute appearance against the Manx. So shall we dive into some more facts around that game? Some things that place not just the result itself, but also some of the players into the history books? Yeah, I think we should. Let's kick things off then. 7, according to at OptaJoe. Manchester United have suffered their joint heaviest ever competitive defeat alongside 7-0 losses to Wolves in December 1931, Aston Villa in December 1930, and Blackburn Rovers in April 1926. Crushed. Yes. Liverpool's 7-0 win was the heaviest defeat Manchester United have suffered in the Premier League era. And yeah, the heaviest one since December 1931. Yes, indeed. Following on from this, and the stat from Jed Rea, but also this tweet came by Andy Kelly, who says, Liverpool's biggest ever home defeat of Manchester United is the 7-0, taking over from a 7-1 win in 1895 when United won Newton Heath. There you go. So, yes, the biggest ever home defeat of Manchester United. Yeah, knocking that infamous 7-1 win back in 1895. I'm sure we all remember that one fondly. But yeah, there you go. That's another one for the record books. We will carry on. Up to Joe. Let's be honest, they've had a field day post-match, but there's another one from them too. Cody Gakpo and Darwin Nunez were the first Liverpool duo to both score a brace in the same top-flight match against Manchester United since Arthur Goddard and James Stewart in February 1910. Double. I'm not sure how Mo Salah's brace affects this stat. Probably makes it even more hard to beat, but yes. The last time two Liverpool players scored a brace in a top-flight match against Manchester United was all the way back in February of 1910. And, of course, yes, the legendary Arthur Goddard and James Stewart. Yeah, I've got no idea either. But, yeah, apparently they both scored two against Manchester United in 2010. Good on them. Brilliant stuff. Move things forward. Michael Reid, at Michael_Reid11. Absolutely brilliant statistician that he is. Tweeted, Cody Gakpo is the 10th player to score versus Everton and Manchester United in his first season for LFC. another mention there for Stewart between 1909-1910 season. F. Pagnum did it in 1914-15. Stevie Highway did it in 70-71. Craig Johnston did it in 81-82. Peter Beardsley did it in 87-88. David Speedy did it in 1990-91. John Arne Riise did it in 2001-2002. Harry Kuehl did it in 2003-2004. Peter Crouch did it in 2005-2006. And now, yes, Cody Gakpo has done it in 22-23. Just the 10th player in the history of Liverpool Football Club to score versus Everton and Manchester United in their first season. Yet hasn't been done, as mentioned there, since Peter Crouch all the way back in 2005-2006. There you go. Another one from Michael Reid. I love the statisticians. It must be an absolute ball to do this stuff post-match with particularly big things like this. Liverpool have had three players score 2+ goals in a single game for the first time since. Anyone want to guess at home? Do you know what it was? November 2007 versus Besiktas. The first time in a league game since September 1968 against Wolves, and the first time against Man United since March 1908, apparently. So there you go. Yeah, Liverpool haven't had three players score 2+ goals in a single game since all the way back in 2007, that famous... I was about to guess and get it wrong. 8-0 win over Besiktas. I missed that game. No, it's not on the telly. Good laughs. Good laughs had by all. Chris Pajak was at that one. He enjoyed that immensely. Yeah, big one that. Big one. Right. Here's another one. Obviously, we know Mo Salah's got the goal scoring record, but did you know that since joining Liverpool, Mo Salah has more yellow cards from celebrating goals against Man United at Anfield than Man United have goals at Anfield? Yeah, let that one sink in for a moment. Let me just read that one again. Since he joined Liverpool, which of course was in the 2017 summer, Mo Salah has more yellow cards from celebrating goals against Man United at Anfield than Man United have goals at Anfield. Yes. Yes, indeed. I absolutely adore that one. I got that one via at Liverpool Goals _, but a number of people have been tweeting that one out. Really, really good stuff indeed. Moving things on, again, to more stuff kind of spinning out of the game. It was noted that there was a protest banner flown over the game. And Chris Bascom, who was obviously a celebrated journalist for The Telegraph, Merseyside football reporter for them, formerly of the Liverpool Echo, responded to seeing such a thing. He was replying to a tweet from a guy called Nick Collins, who said people didn't even notice the plane until there was a lull in crowd noise. Everyone looked up baffled at this weird and embedded comments protest. Chris Bascom quote tweet replied, "Would love to know which current football club owners the individual who organised the plane brackets which the majority inside Anfield found an utter embarrassment looks upon in envy. Man City, PSG, Real Madrid, Kroenke, Saudis." He then doubled down on this by saying, "And if this tweet sparks more abuse from the anonymous Twitter loons, good. The mute policy has evolved to blocking policy now." I suspect, yes, that might become more prevalent in the weeks and months, of course. But yeah, it's been interesting to see. Stephen Warnock has gone on Sky and said it was he thought it was a bit weird as well, and a lot of people have. But of course, what you inevitably have is people then saying, well, those people can't possibly be seeing this for what it is. It must mean that there's some deeper rooted conspiracy where these people are all on the paycheck of Liverpool's owners, which is of course absolutely absurd. But there we go, we live in the world of fake news and finding one's own truth, no matter how untruthful it may be. Cognitive bias, cognitive dissonance, confirmation bias, all that good stuff. So yes, there you go. Yeah, not quite the response I imagine the organisers were looking for. One of at best laughter, at worst real annoyance at that thing.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at UH1.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Happening anyway. Another thing that falls right into that category, albeit something that was actually, you know, done by someone on the pitch in person. Liverpool have released statements. You'll all, of course, seen in the celebration for Roberto Firmino's goal scoring the seventh. A person ran on the pitch, attempting, it appears, to celebrate with the Liverpool players, but instead slipped and actually hurt Andy Robertson and Kurt Jones in the process. Jurgen Klopp was absolutely apoplectic with rage at this. Screaming at the player and had to be held back by his coaching staff. Liverpool have released a statement on the official club website to this one. Liverpool FC has begun an immediate investigation to identify and ban the individual pitch runner from the Sunday's Premier League fixture against Manchester United at Anfield. The offender ran onto the pitch and collided with Liverpool players, risking injury as they celebrated the seventh goal in front of the main stand. There is no excuse for this unacceptable and dangerous behaviour. The safety and security of players, colleagues and supporters is paramount. The club will now follow its formal sanctions process and suspended the alleged offender's account until the process is complete. If found guilty of the offence of entering the pitch without permission, the offender could face a criminal record and a lifetime ban from Anfield and all Premier League stadiums. These acts are dangerous, illegal and have severe consequences. And it's a strange situation because by all accounts it's a teenage lad who probably got swept up in it, which is perfectly understandable. We see this happen all the time, but as mentioned on numerous sources, even when you're injuring footballers, then it kind of throws into light the fact that, you know, people shouldn't be on the pitch in the first place, to be perfectly honest. Right, let's move on to some sort of happier news around this. Well, sort of. Jurgen Klopp has explained why he didn't do fist bumps in front of the cop, which is funny that here we are. Jurgen Klopp doing a nice thing that a bond with the fans has to be justified, but it is an interesting explanation. He was talking to the BBC and he said, it's not about being louder, it's we have to keep going, just keep going. I love that, but obviously I cannot do that after each game. I love that they ask for it, to be honest. I'm still not overly happy when they sing my song. It's like, oh God, is there nothing else? But I appreciate it. It's just that there will be a moment when we achieve what we want to achieve this year, and then we will have enough time for fist pumps. And this is Anfield, the reporter, this who say, going to say, a reason you cannot argue with. That written by Joanna Durkin for thisisanfield.com. Yes, very good stuff indeed. I think we can all get behind that. It's surprising that we didn't get fist pumps for a 7-0 win over Manchester United. But also when you consider they became an almost gamely thing in the run-in for the quadruple from January onwards, that, you know, Jurgen's presumably trying to keep them as a special thing to make sure that the crowd is just as big for all of the games for the rest of the campaign. Right, we're going to move things on then and talk Harvey Elliott, the wonder kid enjoying a little bit of a resurgence in the Liverpool team in recent weeks. He was interviewed post-match about his performance, about being in the team, and he said, each and every game you play, that's how it feels, like I'm living a dream. I step on to the pitch here or at the training ground, I put the kit on and play. I live the dream each and every day. But at the same time, you have to keep professional. You can't get too overwhelmed by the situation. You have to stay focused, and that's what I try to do. You get the buzz and the excitement when the games are over. It's about staying professional and trying to influence the games when I play. I wouldn't say I had nerves. Nerves are probably the last thing I had. This is my job. I'd more say it was a nice challenge. You know, we're coming up against players such as Casemiro and Rafael Varane, players who have been in so many big games and won so many trophies. It's always a challenge, and I try to take the most out of every game I can. The different situations you find yourself in, personally, it's the mistakes I look back on. That's what I concentrate on and how I can improve when I go into the next game. It's nothing to do with being nervous. I'm grateful for the opportunity, and I'll keep grasping it with both hands. I just want the best for myself, and I want the best for the team. Really, really good stuff. He goes on to say, I want to influence the game and I want to see the team win. I do get frustrated with myself when I can't do that. I hate it when I miss chances. I should be scoring, but I don't. That's my only frustration. All these other things will come in the future. I'm learning every day, and I couldn't wish to learn from a better manager. The team around me, the players, the coaching staff, there is no better place to be. I'm taking everything on board every day and putting it into my game. I look at my mistakes to ensure they don't happen again, and that's why I will keep going forward. Lovely stuff. As anyone who's ever seen any interviews with Harvey Elliott, for the young man, he speaks so very well, and that's another great example of it. Really keeping his feet grounded, his head straight and on his shoulders, and pushing forward and improving. And you can see he's had a difficult time this season. He's had some real highs, career highs, in his short career. Had a little lull, perhaps been in for some probably undue criticism given the levels of senior footballers around him. But it's good to see him, a Liverpool fan through and through, back on the pitch and performing in big games. Speaking of players who've performed in big games for Liverpool, here's one talking about another one. It is Virgil van Dijk, asked about Roberto Firmino now that we know he will be leaving the club at the end of the season. Virgil said, "I think that position of a false nine is Bobby Firmino's. He is the one that showed over the years how difficult it is for any other player to perform it, but also for others to defend that. As a player, you can't deny how important he is for the success that we had, for Mo, for Sadio in the past, but also for the players that are still here, for example, in Cody, to learn from him each and every day. But as a human being as well, he's a great guy, and I wish him obviously all the best after the summer. But for now, we still have targets to reach, and he knows that he wants to make sure that we fulfill that as well. He's been so influential for this football club, and he should definitely be remembered as one of the legends." Completely agree with all of those sentiments from Virgil van Dijk, of course. And yes, the Bobby Firmino farewell tour promises to be a very fun, weird, wild and exciting one. Rest assured, we will have all of it covered to the best of our ability over these next 3 months until the end of the season. And also, rest assured that if you want to get more Liverpool content, a couple of things to draw your attention to. If you want to go and experience what it was like to be on the Cop, then check out my personal YouTube channel, Maych TV, M-A-Y-C-H. For the matchday vlog was very, very good indeed. I shouldn't have to tell you that. We scored 7 goals. It was great. And 6 of them are at the Kop. But also, if you need more Liverpool 7 Man United content in your life, if you can't get your fill of videos and podcasts around that, then do check out redmenplus.com. And our bite-sized listeners, I've got a special deal for you right now. If you go over to redmenplus.com, join now and select a monthly club captain subscription. If you use the code BITESIZE, BITESIZE, all caps, BITESIZE, on the payment screen, we'll give you 50% off for those 3 months that follow. So yeah, simple as that. You're going to get 50% off a club captain subscription, which turns it from £5 a month to just £2.50 a month. And then you will be able to cancel at any point if you're not happy with it, or, you know, let's be honest, extend it if you think it's brilliant. We think it's boss. And right now, if you did that today, for your 50% off, you're going to be getting the final word show recorded this morning, in the aftermath and the fallout from the win. 60 minutes podcast on that one. You've got last night's 40-minute instant match reaction, which was a bumper instant match reaction show in the studio in the immediate aftermath of the game. There is me, Chloe and Amber at Anfield doing In The Ground podcast as well. So yeah, boots on the ground, in and around Anfield, chatting around the game. And today, in addition to the Redmen Originals podcast where we chatted at length about it, we also did the Biased Football podcast where we talked about the other fixtures, because apparently other fixtures happened in the Premier League this weekend. But also there was a heavy Liverpool Man United 7-0 slant to that as well. So yes, boss podcasts that you can just dine out on for at least a couple more days until we have to start thinking about Bournemouth. But yeah, go to redmenplus.com, sign up as a club captain, use the code BITESIZE and get it half price for 3 months. I hope you will enjoy that. Don't forget to check us back on more BITESIZE for the rest of the week as we continue to revel in the glory that is Liverpool 7, Manchester United 0.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel, a pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.